Your Man of Rock, Q94, Sultan's a Swing, Dire Straits, Mark Knopfler at their little, you know, finger-picking action on the Mountain of Rock, Q94. It's 17 minutes after the 7 o'clock hour. 7 o'clock hour brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. And, you know, cold weather's coming, right? You need to be winter ready. And Hirsch has everything you need to prepare for the upcoming weather. Generators, you know, you're better off. Don't wait. You know, if you wait to the last minute to go get a generator, guess what? So did everybody else. Lots of generators to choose from. There's rock salt, flashlights, stove pellets, wood stoves and stove supplies, space heaters, of course, pet food and supplies to keep your animals safe, steel chainsaws and accessories. You know, you'll find, of course, you know, apparel, boots, outerwear, warm coats, hats and gloves, electrical, plumbing, batteries and antifreeze. They've got it. Okay, they've got it. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, West Plains, there, Avon, Mountain Home, Arkansas. Time now for our weekly Lake No Fork Fishing Report as we head on down to the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary. Happy Thirsty Thursday.
Oh, yeah. And here, here comes old man winter.
I'm sitting at 26 degrees down here. How you doing up there?
Yeah, that's about where we're sitting at, you know, right around 25, 26. It's, and this is going to feel really good compared to what's coming.
Yeah, that's what I understand. It's gonna be, I don't know, might get some ice fishing in here this weekend. I don't know, we'll see.
Oh, yeah, we got a cold weather advisory through the weekend. We got that winter storm watch. It's going to be interesting late Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday morning.
Yeah, I'll get you some pictures taken and send up that way of us out there ice fishing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. So how have the fisher people been doing on Lake No Fork?
Actually, it hasn't been too bad. The fishermen traffic has slowed. I think they get that cool weather slows a lot of them down. But the guys that have gone out have done really good. That fish are liking that cold water. Yeah, it's been a good week for those guys that have gotten out.
Yeah, live bait for the crappie and, you know,
live bait for the crappie. There's a couple guys that just love the jig for them, and they've been doing okay too. And the thing is, they haven't been that deep, 12, 15 feet. Relatively shallow. So, good crappie bite. I've heard the bass bite was good. Guys getting limits of largemouth and Kentuckys. So, it's been good. If you can dress for it and get out in this cold, I don't expect to see a lot of people this weekend because it's going to be really cold, but the guys that have braved the cold and got out there have done really well.
Yeah, I mean, we're headed to sudden change, you know. The warmest we're going to see is going to be today through, and that's going to go all the way through, you know, next week, Wednesday.
Yeah, into Tuesday or Wednesday before we get really any
get above freezing
at all on it.
Yeah, it'll be Tuesday or Wednesday before we get above freezing, but yeah, it's going to be kind of tricky out there. What are you hearing on the stripers and hybrids and whites?
It's been good. They're moving up this way. They're moving up into the creek arms. I've seen limits of stripers almost every day this past week. So yeah, the guys that are getting out there are doing the fish like that cold water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's gonna and the water's gonna get colder soon.
Oh yeah, it's gonna get crazy.
Yeah, so it's a good time of year to get out if you can brave it, you know.
Yeah, a lot of guys that I've been talking with, they've been jigging for the stripers and the hybrids. They kind of find them and then just jig for them, you know. And now they're using live scope too.
Yeah. And I like both. I live bait and jigging for them. I know some guys that do some trolling for them too that have done all right.
Mm-hmm.
So You know, and if you have the live scope, you're doing that, and you're watching them, finding more where they're at and their depth, it sure makes it a lot easier. You can't make them bite, but it makes it a lot easier.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you can't. I mean, you can put it right in front of them. They won't do anything. And then others, you put it down there in front of them, and hold on, here it comes.
Yeah, it's been good, and I think it's just going to keep this way with that cold water. They're liking that a lot. Seems like the trend. So I think we're in for some good weeks of fishing here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, Gary, for folks that want to know more about Lake No Fork, buy your resort, maybe a little weekend getaway, how can they get a hold of you and Diane?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277, our Facebook page. Take a look at some of the pictures. Drop us a line on that. And as always, our website, thebayouresort.com. Or just stop in and say hi when you're coming back from the lake.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you, and we'll visit with you next week.
Sounds good, Gary. Stay warm.
All right. Again, Gary Faraci with our weekly Lake No Fork Fishing Report. We've got more rock and roll coming. And we've also got to check on that weather. That's coming up right here on your Mountain of Rock. Q94.
You know how you tell yourself my tires are probably fine?